I am a business journalist. I used to write about the markets and, earnings season, GDP reports, jobs report, all that kind of stuff. Now I write about Bitcoin and blockchain, but at the time when I started doing the Walking Dead recaps in 2012, the arts team needed somebody to do it because the person doing it had left and nobody else in their newsroom was really watching the show. So they needed somebody who was watching the show, and I said, I watch the show. I'd love to do it. Why not? So they asked me. I said I would do it, and I happened to kind of get in right as the show's popularity was really skyrocketing, and it really just mushroomed into this thing. The traffic for the recaps was good. I started writing more. It just started becoming a bigger and bigger thing for me. And then about a year ago, my book agent said, hey, you think you could do a book about The Walking Dead? And I said, oh my God, of course. Of course I could. So the whole thing really, really kind of took off unexpectedly.
Paul, can you talk about why you like the show so much?
And I think when you talk about the show's popularity, even beyond what I think of it, you can find a lot of different reasons. And I think you can kind of layer this, right? We can do this in layers. So the first layer is the fact that this is a zombie story. And if you like zombie stories, this is, and I do, I did before the show's premiered. The prospect here is you're getting a full-blown weekly zombie movie on television. It is filmed very cinematically. Frank Darabont, the guy who developed it for television, comes from the movies. He did The Shawshank Redemption. So he brought a very cinematic feel to the story, to the small screen. They do not skimp on the special effects. They take a lot of pride in creating extremely grisly, realistic, and frightening zombies and then dismembering them in extremely creative ways. They do not skimp on the blood and the guts. So if you like all that stuff, this is great for you. And I did like all that stuff. But, that alone really does not explain how a zombie show on basic cable becomes the most popular show on television. I think you have to kind of flip it a little bit and look at the other aspects of the show. The most accessible reason is this is a character-driven show. This is a show that was developed from a graphic novel series, from comic books, but these are not comic book characters. You know what I mean? They don't have, they don't run around in tights. They don't fly. They don't have superpowers. They're not mutants. They're not super smart or super brilliant. I mean, they are nothing like comic book characters. They are everything like us, normal people. They are a small town sheriff, a farmer, the farmer's daughters, pizza delivery boy, a battered housewife, a redneck, the list goes on and on, that these are just completely average, normal people. And then you take these completely average, normal people and you throw them in the most unimaginable circumstances. I mean, a global pandemic and societal collapse. And you try to see how they deal with that and how they survive that and how they get by that. So these people, then about the zombies. So you kind of end up with these two tracks, really. That's the beginning of what people get out of the show and why they like it.
It's been on since 2010. One thing as an outsider, as a non-viewer, I would have thought would have worn out its welcome is the zombie appearance. What I mean is, how many jump scares can you put in there and how many different ways can you find to have a character exhausted from fighting these things, sitting in a chair and suddenly the zombie is there? Does that not wear out its welcome after a while?
Yes and no. And I think the show has changed over the years. The first couple of seasons, it was really just about one small band of people trying to survive and fight zombies and basically run away as much as you can. And when you can't run, you turn and fight. And it has changed to the point where these people have become much more capable survivors. And there was a really big turning point in the show where they're in this walled town and the walls break down and the zombies come in. And initially they are all terrified and they don't know what to do. And the lead character, Rick Grimes, just goes out there with a hatchet and starts hacking through these zombies. And everybody joins him. And it becomes this huge moment. And this is the moment where they realize, yes, we can fight these things. Yes, we don't have to be terrified and afraid. We are much more capable than we thought. And it becomes a turning point. And It's kind of what you're saying. If it was just about them running constantly, it would get boring. But it hasn't been that. It has changed, and the characters' relationships to the zombies have changed, and what they think about them, how they react to them has changed to the point where this group, this main group of characters, to them, zombies are really just a nuisance. I mean, they are not afraid of them. They are not terrified by them. They know exactly how you take down a zombie, exactly what you need to do. They are very capable of it. And the show has really sort of de-emphasized the terror of the zombies. What has replaced it is the terror of the humans. They are now at a point where they're trying to build larger societies, and what you have is demagogues, strongmen, terrible people who want to just control everything. And then Negan is the big heavy now this season. So you're now at a point in the show where the zombies have become just kind of a part of the natural environment. They're just a nuisance and a threat. And what you are now dealing with is how people put society together out of chaos. And that is the story that's being told now. And that's really a very interesting story. I mean, that's very, you know, Thomas Hobbes wrote about this extensively hundreds of years ago. And that is kind of what they're exploring now.
Paul, I have a coworker who just says the same thing over and over when I tell her I'm doing an interview about The Walking Dead. She says loudly, they killed Glenn. They killed Glenn. She can't stop saying it. It's something she cannot get past. I wonder if there are some characters who shouldn't have been killed off.
The answer is no. Glenn was extremely popular, and Glenn in a lot of ways was the moral conscience of the entire show. He was probably the one character who never was comfortable with just abandoning morals and, you know, doing whatever is necessary to survive. They've all done that to an extent. They've all kind of been tortured to it by to an extent. But Glenn was the one who really never did, and he really was the moral center of the entire show. So when he died, it was extremely traumatic. That said, this is, at its core, a zombie show, and it is an apocalypse show. And if that story is going to be told in a way that feels real, there has to be real stakes, and there has to be the threat of these people dying. And the only way that threat is made real is by to have these people die. So every, you know, now and again, an extremely popular character comes to their demise. And it's awful. It's gut-wrenching. People, you know, as fans of the show, we come to really love these people. And you feel terrible. You really feel like somebody you know died. I mean, it's really a bizarre thing. But it has to happen. I mean, it just has to be. It has to be that way. Or else the story just is, then it is really just a comic book and a cartoon, and it's not very realistic.
Did you write the book for fans to read, or is this maybe even something for outsiders to read to convince them to give this thing a chance?
Yeah, really for both audiences. I mean, there's a lot in there that I think fans will like, and hopefully some things in there that fans haven't thought about before. But It wasn't written for outsiders, but the whole point of the book really is to just explore this question: why is The Walking Dead so popular? It's a zombie show. It's the whole point is to kind of get at that and to explore it from every angle that I could think of and come up with. So to an extent, it really is written as an explainer about what this show is and what its resonance is and why in this particular culture at this particular time is a story about the end of the world such a popular thing. So, you know, I put a lot in there for fans, but I really think, you know, it probably is written more for the outsider.
You know, even if you love something, you can offer constructive criticism. There's no rule against that. What do you think?
No, there isn't.
What do you think The Walking Dead gets wrong?
It's funny. I have a whole chapter in there about one specific story point that I thought they got horribly wrong. And it involves your friend's favorite character, Glenn. There was a sequence. There was a story in season 6, which I thought was the first 3 episodes were brilliant. Great storytelling. Visceral, real, gritty. They're almost telling this story in real time. This big disaster of this herd of zombies that they were trying to control, and they lose control. And Glenn ends up in this abandoned town, in an alley, trapped, and there's 100 zombies around him. He is going to die. He has no bullets. He has no ammo. He's out of everything. He is going to die. There is no two ways around it. They have spent, I think that was 2015 or 2016, they had spent 5 or 6 years building up this very realistic universe and this very realistic world, and we understand how the zombies operate, and we understand what goes on, and they stick Glenn in a circumstance that there is no way he can get out of it. And then they turn it into a three-week cliffhanger. Did Glenn live? Did Glenn die? And at the end of it, they come up with what I think was a very poorly written way for him to get out of that alley. Hmm. And it, to me, it really ruined, you know, look, any movie, any story, anything, the entire thing is fake. I mean, all of this is an optical illusion. But when it works, you completely give into it. You're giving an hour and a half, an hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. When it works, when they pull this magic trick off, you are transported into this world. And it's great. It's fun. It's escapism. You want it. When they do it poorly, they destroy the entire optical illusion. And you usually know when this has happened, when you are watching something and you know, there's a plot twist and you say, oh, that's ridiculous. That's not realistic. That's dumb. That's when they start writing the story poorly, and that's when they lose the audience. And this incident with Glenn in the alley, I thought they did that. I thought they lost the audience. They showed their hand. They showed you that they were manipulating you and they were writing a story. They weren't telling a story. And that's a big danger for any show, for any storyteller. But that's when they get things wrong. And they can do that. And they have done that on occasion. So I think the show is great. I'm a big fan. But, you know, but yeah, no, it's not perfect. They can make mistakes.
The late zombie film master George Romero, of course, wasn't really making movies about the dead rising up and attacking. He was making movies about social problems, anxieties, the things that eat away at us day by day as humans. Is that also what's going on with The Walking Dead?
Yeah, and to an extent, the zombie genre kind of has that baked into it. I mean, zombies, the interesting thing is, you know, they're different from other monsters, right? I mean, vampires have a mind that you can reason with, you can talk to. You know, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein was an outrageously intelligent monster, and Dr. Frankenstein and him had long philosophical conversations, you know. The Wolfman for 29 days of the month is a normal human being, and at one time he turns into an animal and then he turns back. Zombies are nothing like that. Zombies don't have brains. Zombies can't be talked to. They can't be reasoned with. They have no motivation. They are this literal blank slate for whatever anxiety you want to throw onto them, whatever metaphor you want to throw onto them. And Romero got that and did it beautifully. The Walking Dead, I think, picks up on that. But what I think is interesting is I don't think they were necessarily trying to do it. Romero, it's obvious. You know, Dawn of the Dead's in a mall and he's making fun of shoppers. Night of the Living Dead is, you know, there's obvious radiation fallout and it's all with the Cold War and, you know, the nuclear catastrophe. The Walking Dead doesn't really do that. But what I think is interesting is that because the show airs in 2010, because it comes on at a time when the economy is not doing well, I think a lot of people, maybe even unconsciously, turned their own anxieties about what was going on in their own lives onto this show. So the zombies become a metaphor for a lousy economy and, you know, your life is going to hell because you've lost your job and maybe you've lost your house and things are going bad and you have bills and they can't be paid. And every month the bills keep coming. You know, you can't pay them doesn't mean they stop. They keep coming. They keep stalking you. So I think the show in portraying a zombie story hit at a time when a lot of people were feeling very anxious to begin with. And I think without even trying, the show has become sort of a parable for our times.
It strikes me, again, just from trying to study this without having sat down to start watching the seasons, are the real Walking Dead the survivors, the people who are alive?
Oh, that is it. You know, what's funny is, actually, I don't think anybody has asked me that question. But the answer is yes. There's a scene in season 6 where Rick delivers this speech, a really important speech, about what they need to do to go on and how they need to survive. And the way they basically survive is you tell yourself that you're already dead. You do what you need to do without thinking about the consequences and you move on. He says, we do what we need to do and then we get to live. We survive by telling ourselves that we are the walking dead. And at that moment, you realize that the title of the show is about the living, which again gets to what I was saying at the very beginning. This is a show about characters, not about zombies. So you're right. The title of the show actually refers to the living as much as it does the dead.